You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness, or you workers of iniquity." Now, we pray that at the end of our journey, we will not hear such affirmation from the Lord. It is a terrible thing for you to think that you have served the Lord, you have followed him, only to realize at the end that you did not. It is not the intention of the Lord that it is on that day that you will now discover that you were not following the Lord. The plan of God is that while you are here, while you have time, while you can repent and change, you should be able to know what exactly the Lord is looking for. Jesus had revealed to us in this passage his mind, what will make him to be able to say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant." They said, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name?" But Jesus said, "Then I will declare to them, I never knew you." In other words, they based their relationship on the Lord, on works and manifestations. They based it on spiritual experiences. But Jesus is saying, what will count at the end is your intimate relationship with me. He said, "I never knew you." There's a difference between "I don't know you" and "I never knew you." "I never knew you" means that why you assumed that you knew me, I never knew you. All the while, I never knew you. So what we should give attention to the most is our intimate relationship with Jesus. It is not the manifestations of the things of the Spirit. Are you conforming to Christ? Are you being sanctified in your heart? Are you growing in the knowledge of Christ? That's what matters. It is not whether your prophecy came to pass. Did you know that sincerely, you can rise up from adultery and preach and you will prophesy and it will come to pass? The reason is this. The Bible says, when we are unfaithful, he is faithful, for God cannot deny himself. Your unfaithfulness cannot make God to become unfaithful. Because of the people who have gathered, God in his own faithfulness will speak to them through your mouth. It doesn't mean your life is right. It doesn't mean your life is correct. That is why we must never judge our life by ministerial manifestations. We must not judge our lives by the gift of the Spirit. We must judge our life by the fruit of the Spirit. So you must check, do you really know Jesus intimately? Is he all you desire? Is he all that you want to please? Is he all that you want to become? Is he all that you are living out every day? Do people touch you and see you and say, "This brother, this sister is just like Christ"? Or what they say about you is that you are is a prayer machine. "Ah, she sings. Ah, this one. When he preaches like this, Bible will just be opening forth." All of that is nothing, brethren. What matters is intimacy with Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.